I have your wife.
When you get in your Bible, you're digging the honey out of the rock that is so sweet to your taste.
Yeah.
Oh, the forgiveness of Jesus is nothing any sweeter. The most precious thing, Brother George, the precious thing, the sweetest thing Jesus ever spoke to me was, Son, I forgive you. Are you away from him this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
Do you need to be renewed and restored?
Bless you, Lord. Have your way.
The sweetest words he ever said to me was, Son, I forgive you. Hallelujah. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Listen, if I know the word of God, what that dictionary is really saying, the Bible right here, if he cleanses me from unrighteousness, that just turns the table around. He makes me righteous again. He puts me in right standing again. He touches me with his spirit and said, Son, it's all right. Everything's going to be all right. Praise the Lord forever. Oh, how sweet. Taste and see that the Lord is good. There's treasures waiting on you when you open up this treasure chest. Glory to God. Meditate in God's word day and night, and you'll prosper in your way. It contains a mine of wealth, a vein of pure gold, which is the wisdom of God. It runs from cover to cover. You hold in your hand knowledge and power over the enemy of your soul, the devil. You'll discover when you open it in Genesis, a stream of blood. Hallelujah. When Adam and Eve sinned, God no doubt slew a lamb. Hallelujah. And took its skin and made coats for Adam and Eve. Blood had to be shed. There's a crimson stream of blood that runs from Genesis all the way to Revelation and upon the mercy seat of the throne of God in heaven. The blood speaks and the blood still has power. The blood still flows and it still cleanses. Oh, sinner man, run to the blood, to the fountain that was opened up in the house of David for sin and uncleanness. It'll make you pure. Hallelujah. I'll tell you one thing. We battle in our mind. The devil wools us. He tears us down. He fills us with doubt. The mind battles that we had, 90-some% of it could be cured right here in the pages of God's Word.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Inside of the lids of your Bible, a river's a-flowing. Listen, you hear flowing? I hear the rippling of the waters. Come on, Brother George, we need to get in a time and a place that where we pray that the rivers of living water will appear and then start to flow, overflow their banks. Come on, God's river's clear, God's river's pure. God's river is wholesome. God's river will quench the thirst. Are you thirsty? Are you thirsty, soul man? Woo! Do you want the light of life? Are you hungry? Do you want the Lord? Do you want the joy restored back in your life? Open up this word of wealth. Hallelujah. And say, Jesus, fill me.
Jesus, fill me.
The river of life, it flows from the very threshold of the throne of God. Its waters will quench your thirsty soul.
Yes,
there's a voice that'll speak to you from within its sacred pages. Now notice, the Bible said the Word and the Spirit agree. Are y'all with me?
Amen.
Yeah.
You cannot have one without the other.
That's right, brother. Oh, come on. Amen.
Woo! If I've got his word,
that's right.
I'm a hiding it down in my heart. I'm a cherishing it and I'm a hungry for it. I read it and I meditated in it day and night. I've got life. I've got life. You cannot separate the word from the spirit. Thank you, Lord. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God. In the Greek, it says all scripture is God breathed upon holy men of old, and they wrote and they preached. Hallelujah. By the spirit of God that came upon them. We got 66 books in the Bible inspired by the Spirit of the living God. Your answer is in the Word this morning. A Spirit and the Word agree. Somebody said if you only had all Word, you'd dry up. Somebody said if you had all Spirit, no knowledge of the Word, you'd blow up. Well, praise the Lord. I thank God for the good Holy Ghost. And when you got the Word of God in you, you'll have life.
Hallelujah to the Lord.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Marty.
Are you thirsty? Won't you come to the waters and drink? Yes, your Bible is the Word of the living God.
Glory.
How long has it been since you cradled it to your chest? I ain't trying to be sensational this morning.
Bless him, Lord.
But how long has it been? If I know the scripture, if I know it, and I know it. James said, draw nigh unto God, and he will draw nigh unto you.
That's right.
Yes.
Amen.
In the beginning was the Word.
Yes. Come on, brother.
And the Word was with God.
Yes.
And the Word was God.
Right.
And the same was in the beginning with God.
Yes. Right.
And that Word became life. Glory. It became flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
And we beheld the glory of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Word became flesh. So if I want to draw nigh unto God, I draw nigh unto His Word. I draw nigh unto Jesus right here. I draw nigh. Hallelujah. Woo! Give Him a wave offering this morning. I want a closer walk. Restore me, Lord. Restore the hunger and the desire back in my heart to read and pray again. Man, I feel the Lord. Hallelujah. You want the chains to break off in you? Do you want the fetters to be burned off in you? It's not my word like fire, saith the Lord, that'll burn up the chaff and it'll burn up the straw. Hallelujah. The fire of God is in the Word of the living God. It'll burn the fetters off of you. I said it'll burn the cords of iniquity off of you. Hallelujah.
Yes, be to God.
Thank
you, blessing Lord.
Oh,
Lord Jesus.
Yes. Glory,
glory, glory.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Blessing
your Bible.
The name of the Lord.
Oh, the power of the Word. Bible said over there, was it one of the Old Testament books? He sent His Word and healed them. My Lord, raise your hand. I feel the Lord right here. There's hope in Jesus. I said there's hope in Him. There's forgiveness in Him. There is healing in Him. There is deliverance in Him. All we need is God to speak to us. Glory.
That's right. Yes,
the Word.
Glory be to God. Bless
you, Lord.
Speak, Jesus. And God will speak it to you. He'll speak it to you right here. Right here. I want you to know this morning.
Yeah,
your Bible's a traveler's map. We got GPS now.
That's right.
Mary and I, we went to Jane Morris's house or church. We thought we knew the way, and I programmed that Garmin. I told Mary it ain't worth throwing in the garbage can. We got off on the awfulest routes ever was. We went through almost the real middle of cornfields and stuff. And got it, and it took us almost in the opposite direction. Garmin ought to know better than that.
Yeah.
And I paid way up there, $149 for that Garmin, nice big screen on it, full collar. It'd tell you, that woman on there tells you, no, you ain't right. Up here at the traffic light, you make a left. Your destination's down here on the right. Our destination never did come up. I had to, was it you or Jason, one or the other, I called, I said, hey man, I'm lost. Where's that church at? We went over hills, I'm telling you, big ditch lines around here, cornfields. I said, there ain't no church around here. We was about a half hour, 45 minutes getting to the church late. And I got on Google on my phone. The next time I went, Google's smarter. You can ask him anything. You can get all kind of definitions. You can get all kind of instructions on Google. But I'm telling you something that's more accurate than Google or Garmin. They might get you lost. They might run you over a rock cliff. They might put you in a ditch line. Raise your little hand this morning. But the precious word of the living God will get you home on time. It'll get you home, hallelujah, to your destination. Hallelujah! I'm happy and all of you put together this morning. Glory. I worked all day and prayed all day, marched through the house, worshiping the Lord all day just for this morning. Thank you, Jesus.
Bless him, Lord.
Oh, your Bible's a traveler's map. It's a pilgrim's staff.
Yeah.
It's a soldier's sword. In it you'll find the cure for sin. In it heaven is opened, and the gates of hell are revealed, and sinners are warned. Christ is its grand object. Our good is its design, and the glory of God is its end. It should fill your memory and rule your heart and guide your feet. You must read it often and prayerfully. It is your strength. It is your comfort in times of suffering and trial. Your Bible is given to you in life here, but it will be open in the judgment day. God's word will judge you when your life here is over. It involves the highest responsibility, and it will reward the Christian's labor. Do you love your Bible?
Yes.
Somebody might have said, you know, I can't understand it. And I have a hard time reading. Get it on tape. Get it on a flash drive. Get it on a CD or DVD. Play it continually. Sister Claire does. She goes up and down the road, puts it in there, driving many miles, delivering stuff every day. The Word of God does something to you.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it does.
How many's ever heard of Patrick Henry?
Yeah.
I had to look it up. I know a little bit about him. What does the Bible mean to you? It was the great Patrick Henry, one of the founding fathers of our nation, a great orator who was famous for his quote in 1775, 1 year before we won our independence from Great Britain. We was in war with Great Britain to win our independence so that we could serve God from our own heart and be free from forced Catholicism. When Henry was near death, he laid his hand up on the Bible and passionately declared, "Here is a book, the Bible, worth more than all others that were ever printed."
Yes.
We must admire its authority. It is God's handwriting. Oh, sweet. Oh, sweet book of books.
Praise be to God.
Nobody's ever went to the funeral homes to view people, and their request was, "I want you to bury my Bible with me. When you close the lids of it, put my Bible right there under my arm. Let my family know that I clung to God's word all the way." Sister Mary Hampton, she told Tim here recently, she thought she was going to die of that COVID. She got bad. She got right at death's door. She ended up in the hospital, I think, two different times and maybe back again, but didn't keep her stubborn bad. Couldn't breathe. She told Brother Butch Perry, she said, "Brother Butch," she said, I'm just about gone. I think I'm getting ready to check out," was the word she said. "I'm getting ready to check out, getting ready to die." She told Tim, she said, "At my funeral, when they pushed that casket up there, Mary Hampton's been a godly woman ever since the time I ever first met her and knew her.
a praying woman, a prayer warrior. Her mother was the same way. And you talk about a teacher, that woman. She taught, I forgot what age group there in Shadeville Church, taught that youth. Seemed like it was the young teenagers that she taught. She would weep over them. She would pray over them. And God would give her messages to teach those children. She said, Tim, she said, when they preach my funeral, she said, before they roll the casket away from the altar, she said, I want all the preachers that are attending have their Bibles. And said, I want them to stand and line both sides of the aisles all the way out to the hearse. And she said, I want the people, tell the people to know that God's word was everything to me, and I live by his word.
Yes, be to God. Thank you, Lord.
Man, I felt that.
Glory be to God.
Y'all feel that?
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. It's going to mean everything that you got. Everything.
That's right.
To live by this word. Don't you ever let it go.
Lord.
He'll follow you in death. God's laws and precepts, his statutes, his commandments will follow you in death.
Amen.
And he'll face you at the judgment bar. Raise your little hand to him right now. Right now. Right now.
Thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you,
God.
Oh, God.
It'll mean everything.
It'll mean everything. It'll mean everything.
Well,
this song they sing sometimes, will there be a light at the Jordan for me? Will there be a light waiting on me? A light. When I get to Chili Jordan, when it comes my time, Brother Jason, to cross over, when I come to the muddy waters of Jordan and get ready to go over into the promised land, will there be a light waiting on me?
Praise God.
You gotta have the light on this side before you get the light to cross over. Raise your little hand and praise him one more time as they come to the piano. Oh God, oh God, Brother Jamie, the word of God gonna mean everything in these last moments of time. Everything, oh Lord. Hey, let me read you another quote. Hallelujah to the Lord. Sir Walter Scott. The great Walter Scott, who was a historian and a writer of poetry and a lover of nature in the early 1800s. When he lay a dying, he cried out, bring me the book. Bring me the book. His nephew said, which book, sir? Sir Walter Scott replied, young man, there is but one book, and that is the Bible. It's the book of all books. Would you stand with me this morning? Oh, preacher man, let's get back to preaching the precepts of the good book. Teacher, let us get back to teaching the word of the living God. Oh, child of God, say, Lord, restore unto me the desire for this good book. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Let's find a place and call on Jesus. Lord, I need you. I need what's in this blessed book. I need God's word to guide me.
Hey, Lord. One of mighty God. And surely, Lord, we need you.
Talk with the Lord many nights at my bedside. I ask his forgiveness as I knelt to him. If I could repay, I'd be only too willing. Save me from sin. There's a light God in me. twisted by serious way is gone. Its body may drown temptation and evil. There's a light guiding me to that heaven above. Thank you.